say unto our hearts. So let's read Psalm 133. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirt of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The second passage is Mark chapter 5. We'll read from verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When he had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Praise the Lord. Now, why are we here? Is it a jamboree? But we are here so that Jesus can recognize us. You know, we are talking about the crowd. It's good. So that's why the Bible, in that Psalm 133, said, behold, how sweet, how good, how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. So, it is pleasant, brethren, for us to gather like this. It is pleasant, it is very good for brethren to dwell together in unity. And he went on to say, he said, it is like precious ointment upon the head. Precious ointment upon the head. Now, brethren coming together, the Bible is linking it like a precious ointment upon the head. And you know that the precious ointment, he said, is upon the head of Aaron at that time. But we know that the precious oil is upon Jesus now. So, and that this oil flows down from the head. But what is curious about the flow of the anointing here is that this anointing flows from the air through the bed onto the garment, even the skirt of his garment. It flows. The same anointing upon the head. So there is upon the head, which is the anointing of Jesus. It's upon his head. And it's flowing. It's flowing unto his people. And it's not just flowing anyhow. Because you know, there's a way that the Bible describes this process of the flow of the anointing. why not throw the garment, pour it into inside his cloth, and then it's soaked in the cloth. It will not flow down, because the blood, everything will soak it. He said, but he left the head into the bed. So what is God telling us? Peter speak of wisdom. And the Bible says, this anointing is flowing unto a people that fears the Lord. It's not just to any. That's why it passed through a particular place. It flows through the beard. So it's flowing through wisdom, through providing grace. So it's flowing through wisdom, and then from there it goes into the garment as to get to the hem of his garment. And that's why the woman say, you know, in another person say, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. So what we are saying is that this garment we are talking about speaks of the body. So there is anointing that God is bringing to his body, and that this anointing flows from the head. It's not flowing from anywhere. So we are not here for any abracadabra anointing, but we are talking of the anointing upon the head of Jesus that is flowing down through the wisdom of God, than a people, you know, that will fear his name, that will accept him, that will love the Lord, you know, will form a body, and that this body, this anointing, will flow unto them, so that when you look at what the Bible went on to say, to tell us that he's talking of the priest, Aaron's skirt. So down to the skirt of his garment from Aaron's beard, and he went on to say that it's like the dew of Hermon, you know, that descended upon the mountains of Zion. The people of God, as we gather together, we are speaking of Zion, and that this anointing upon the head that is coming down is like when dew falls on Mount Zion. So what God is telling us is that this anointing is upon the people of God. It's upon the people of God, the corporate entity. And it's making us to know that in this anointing, there is something there. Because he went on to say, he said, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So in the corporate gathering of the people of God, there is the flow of anointing. This flow of anointing is there for the people of God to take, to receive, to utilize, because it's flowing. It will flow. The Bible talks of when the dew comes down, it falls on all grasses. It will not single out anyone, on all. It depends now whether when you receive it, will it be useful to you? So that's where we are talking about the second passage of a woman. This woman, the Bible says, a certain woman. And when the Bible talks of a certain woman, a certain man, so it means that as we are all here, it could be me, it could be you. Because God is talking about a certain. There is somebody that
is here. Because like this woman, he said it was a certain woman. She had a problem. 12 years. Said he had been moving from physician to physician. So it means that let all, each one of us, see ourselves as that certain woman that has come to Christ tonight. Because there was something there. If you look at, she has suffered, it says suffered in the hands of physicians, was not better. But instead, it said it was growing worse. What is that that you have been taking to God? Or you have been taking to people? But today, let's bring it to God. Because there is the flow of anointing in the body. And that this anointing is in the garment. So it means that it speaks of the whole body of the people of God. We are receiving this anointing. So now, this woman made up her mind, because when she saw her situation, she could stay at home. She could complain. Because that's, we love complaining. You know, so you complain to God, God. But that was not her situation. No pity party. She just made up her mind. I just want to touch his garment. If I can have this opportunity to touch this garment, then I am made whole. That was what he has proposed. And she came for that. Now, the problem which we must resolve tonight is that we must make up our mind whether we want to touch his garment or not. And throughout this camp time, because there will be flow of anointing. The oil will flow. But just for us to just stretch out our hands and to touch the hem of his garment. To partake of this flow of anointing. Because in the body of Christ, that is where there is power there. And this woman understood that. And that's why he just said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. She knew that she would be made whole. And she left her house and went there, went for that which she has proposed. Nobody can deter her. Even when he said, press. The old place, maybe it was far away, but he had to find a way to wrangle in, to get there and to just, he just said, let me just touch. He was not even thinking of holding it. So what he was touching is the oil, the anointing. So as he touched it, the anointing was on his hand, and her hand. So she received it. And what happened? Flows in. Because it's there. So let's receive this flow of anointing in this camp. Let's make up our mind that this anointing that will flow here, I will not waste it. Because see, the Bible says that, it said, you know, talks of fools that waste oil. But whereas he said, oil in the camp bosom of the wise, but that the fool waste oil. And so what God is saying, that when the anointing flows, when grace comes, we must arrive. That's the time
you grab it. So I propose in my hand, I will not go back the same. So we need to propose whatever it is, the problem, issue, worries, concern. Jesus is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. So it means that just keep talking of how eternity. Jesus is still the same. His power has not decreased. And he cannot lose his power. Because God has highly anointed him. God has highly anointed him and gave him a name that is above all other names. That in his name, then I can receive what I propose in my heart to receive. So, brethren, let this camp meeting not be a jamboree, but a place to receive that which has been a worry to you. You see, this woman, one, she was a disgrace, was carrying burden. Secondly, she was carrying burden. Thirdly, spending all her means. Doctors have been collecting all her money. Maybe he has sold all her wrapper and everything to be healed. But at the end of the day, he said she grew worse. Of course, grew worse in the sense that she's been impoverished financially, socially, he can't relate with people, and as the year is adding more, our problem was increasing. Our worries and all that. And so she proposed and she got what she wanted. Because she recognized that in the midst of the people of God, there is anointing to break every yoke. And the Bible says that anointing breaks the yoke. So that's why we can get what we want. Don't come here to look around. Say, these brethren, sorry. It's just like Micah, the daughter of Saul, Saul's daughter. He saw David dancing. See, she was not able to separate David, her husband, and David, the prophet and the man of God. Maybe I should just say this. Please, sisters, recognize the difference. Recognize the difference. It's not every time you say all manner of things to your husband. Because you don't, especially in things pertaining to God, very, very careful. Because God was the one that took note of the situation. It was not David that which are evil, but God took note that day. And we pray that God will not take note of evil, will not record evil in our account, evil that was not forgiven. He said, because of that, she became barren all the days of her life. Just, it looks small. Yes, she spoke to her husband. So it's important that we are, so as we are here, this is the body of Christ. And whatever we are doing, always have the consciousness that these are the people of God. And that there is anointing that is flowing through them to me. Because it's going to flow from the people of God to one another. So don't put yourself out of this flow of anointing. And so we are believing God for miracles. So all what we need to do, let us believe. Let us believe. Let us believe. That's the thing that we must do. Trust and obey. Yes, trust and obey. Because there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. So we will pray and say, God, I've come. I've come. I'm here for you. So let's know, what is the burden? What is the burden? Let's say, let me be able to press in the crowd. Help me to press in the crowd and to touch you. So that at the end of the day, they will say, one woman, one man touched the hem of his garment. That was what became one. The other one, they were there. They were pressing on Jesus, but they were not touching him. But one woman touched him, and her life changed for the better. So may God grant us the grace to touch him in this camp meeting, so that our life will change for the better. Praise the Lord.